Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I'm joined by Chris Armstrong. Chris is the superintendent at Highland High School. He's here to talk to us a little bit about some of the challenges that Highland has had with budgeting and things of that nature. So, Chris, what can we expect in 2016? Will we expect another bond issue to come up? Or I know you have some budget shortfalls. How are you planning on finding ways to overcome that?
Well, I think the community sent a loud and clear signal to us that they're not open to a central site. We are going to have budget shortfall that we're going to need to make up for. This year, unfortunately, our budget enrollment dropped 35.6 students. That amounts to about $230,000. We were hoping, you know, to see some savings with some things that if they would have changed, if we were looking toward a central site or something of that nature, we were looking to experience around $200,000 worth of savings doing that. So we really need to look at figuring out a way to save some money. The board hasn't made any final decisions on that number. My recommendation is going to be for us to look at about $500,000 worth of savings. So we are going to talk about that Monday on the 11th at our board meeting, and we're going to set some meetings for the public where we can share some information with them and get some feedback from the public in what they would like to see us do, what areas that we can save, and how we might be able to move forward. And then the board will have to get back together and make some decisions, make some final decisions on what exactly we're going to do to save the money.
Do you personally have any specific ideas on how you would like to save the money now, or are you looking for more input from the community on how they would like the school to go ahead and save money?
You know, at this point, no, I don't have any specifics. I always hate to come forward with my thoughts before I've heard from the public, because I just don't want anything, anybody to be swayed by anything that I might say. I really want to have it to be an open dialogue, which I'm a part of. The last time we did this with the communities, there were some things in my mind that were actually changed and switched as we went through the process. So I really want to put it out there and let people come forward with ideas and suggestions and then kind of go from there.
What are your thoughts on Governor Terry Branstad's plan to pull from the 1 cent local option sales tax that's typically earmarked for schools to help pay for water quality projects?
I think that we really need to be careful as school districts not to just come across as a no right away. I think we need to come to the table and we need to talk about it. What I like about what Branstad proposed was, first of all, extending the sales tax for another 20 years. That's absolutely beneficial to all schools in the state of Iowa. And the fact that he said the first $10 million of any increase will go to the schools. Anything above that would go to the water project. I think those positives outweigh any negatives. Now, I would like to continue to have discussions, because as schools, we still have needs. Transportation is one of the biggest issues for rural schools. If they're having trouble funding additional transportation costs for schools like us that are above the average, I'm sure open with, you know, using that money for that purpose, anything above the $10 million. Also, so I would sure like to have those kinds of discussions, and I hope the legislators have those kinds of discussions. But I think it's a very positive thing that the governor is talking about extending for 10 years and protecting the first $10 million of any increase for schools.
Again, that was Chris Armstrong, superintendent of Highland High School in Riverside. He was here talking to us today about some of the challenges that the school faces. We will continue following those stories. We thank Chris for joining us today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa.